Good morning. It is 10:05 a.m. We are here today, June 20, 2023, via Zoom meeting for the motion hearing of OPAPA 23-002, John Doe International Inc., DBA JMI Edison versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Joshua Walsh, for the record, I'll say that. Also joining us on the call is institutional representative from JMI Edison, Mr. Ed Elau, who I think is listening in on the Zoom.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Your Honor. William Brennan of the Ariola Law Firm for the Guam International Airport Authority. For today's motion hearing, we'll have no institutional representatives present. Thank you.
Thank you. Will interested party Aircraft Services International Inc., DBA Menzies Aviation, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hello, this is R. Marcel Johnson for Menzies Inc., or Menzies Aviation, sorry.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Dry.
Okay. Everybody's got stable communications, right?
We do, Mr. Hearing Officer. Before we begin, if I could be heard for just briefly on one quick matter of disclosure that I'd like to put onto the record for everybody before we proceed, if I could be allowed that, sir.
Yes, please.
So just briefly, my partner, Joe Rosano, or one of my this office, I understand he's on a family trip right now, but I understood from him that he has been engaged personally to represent Mr. Charles McDonald in a matter that I'm unfamiliar with, that I've had no participation in. But because I think Mr. Chuck McDonald's a law partner of our hearing officer, I just wanted to put that on the record. We have no objection and no issues with that. I don't think the issues are anywhere related, and I don't think anything that happens can't be solved with any sort of wall, you know, appropriate walling off procedures. But just to avoid any headaches, I wanted to say that I discovered that, and I wanted to lay that out there. Thank you.
Okay, so the matter that you're talking about is a personal matter of Charles.
It is. So I don't know the exact matter, but it involves Mr. McDonald, who's personally engaged Joe about some issue. It's not involving your office. Your law office is not engaged by our office. It hasn't engaged our office. It's a Charles personal matter.
Okay. I guess I'll start with Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, response?
I don't know. It seems like a more concrete issue of a conflict than it was raised by opposing counsel in their briefs trying to dismiss the OPA. And if he's actually representing your law partner, that seems like it would create sort of an appearance of impropriety there.
Not the standard, but let's hear from Mr. Brennan.
Just a couple concerns. First is I'm not sure. I'm reading the appointment order and it appoints Attorney McDonald, not necessarily the McDonald Law Firm, which does give me some comfort. However, I don't know that I have the authority to waive a potential conflict in and of itself. I mean, I'd have to speak to my client. It's my position. I wish we had known. I don't know how long this representation has been in place, but I wish we had known before today's hearing so I could have got some instruction from them.
We don't know the details of it either, so.
Well, I'm sure it's privileged communications, whatever it is. So for the record, I have no, Joe Rosano, none of the partners at the Rosano firm represents me in any way, shape, or form. And as Mr. Walsh knows, I just filed a 50-page brief against him in another matter. So we do take positions opposite to each other at the firm level. And I'm not sure that the attribution works either, but let's do this by the book. Any briefs? I would ask that they be filed, any objections be filed by the 23rd, so we can put this to bed quick. And then any responses to those briefs will be due, so the 23rd is will be due the 26th. Wow, is tomorrow really? Oh, no. Sorry, we're still in June. I'm ahead of myself. Let me just get to a better calendar.
And then if once you're ready, if I could just be heard briefly.
So today is the 20th. The 23rd would be Friday. And an equal amount of time to file something on Monday, the 26th. And then if necessary, we can take argument on it.
Can we get some detail on this representation, though? And otherwise, there's really nothing that no facts that anybody really has available.
To
rule on this.
I apologize, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Brennan. I was told the representation exists and it's personal. I don't have any other knowledge beyond that, including on the nature of the representation. That's it. It's something that I'm not involved in and have been, I think, kept away from. Other than the knowledge that there's a representation involving Mr. Chuck McDonald.
Yeah, and
obviously I have no information.
Can I just to put on the record too, I think it's also a little atypical as I think you're suggesting that you, Mr. McDonald, will hear the objection to your competency, if there is one, based on the briefs filed. Am I understanding that correctly? And then second is just looking at the appointment order, this does appear to be just a discretionary appointment. So could we have leave to file, just depending on my client's response? I mean, we may just move for a new hearing officer just to avoid, you know, expending resources fighting this out if... just to be clear, when you say briefs, any relief available is something we could address by this Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I think there was language in the appointment about the standard that's going to be applied. So does anybody have objections to proceeding, or do we want to clear the conflict first?
I object to proceeding without speaking to the airport. I don't have the authority to waive even, you know, the ability to have them informed of the conflict before I can consent to it.
If I could add something to that, well, I mean, I don't have an objection to it, Mr. McDonald, but to Mr. Johnson's point, I'm not quite sure how we're going to get information to the satisfaction of any other party about the nature of that engagement without, I suppose, the client, Mr. McDonald or our hearing officer, you know, finding those facts out for himself. I'm speaking aloud here, Mr. McDonald, you know, sort of like if we had a judge in a court who'd sort of make a disclosure of potentially disqualifying facts. I don't know if we can hear something from you about the nature of the engagement, but I'm pretty solidly informed that Joe Rosano in my office is not going to be making disclosures about, for obvious reasons, about engagements with his clients, other than to say that he's engaged. And it's an unrelated matter to this. I mean, I was able to confirm those aspects, but I do understand Mr. Johnson's concern or Mr. Johnson's desire for some more information before they file their position on it. And I'm not quite sure how to get to that point, but I do recognize it as it's a point. If we get, so potentially we can get some disclosures from your office, Mr. McDonald, or because I just to Mars's point, there's nothing further I can say about it. Is where I am, other than that it exists, and I wanted to make sure folks understood that so that if it came out later, it wasn't an issue.
Well, I have the issues that it doesn't. Sorry, go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
The problem, I think, is that it provides nobody with any facts to intelligently grade whether or not this does create an actual conflict or not. So neither side can argue it, but also nobody can issue a decision that really is based on any facts, and that's sort of problematic in and of itself.
I mean, if I don't have the facts and we can't force anyone to disclose any privileged information, then that is a fact in and of itself. So try your best, I guess, by Friday to come up with a position given the standard.
Yes, sir.
Sure. And which standards is that?
Actual bias.
Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and do that. I have no objection to the airport council's objection. It seems reasonable. I mean, we had no notice of this beforehand, so. I'm not sure.
Okay, so useful. let's retarget, I guess, Mr. Hernandez for argument on it Tuesday, the 27th.
And what's can we do 10 a.m. on the 27th?
You get a 5-day notice by then.
Wednesday.
If I could just ask for the indulgence of beginning that at 10:30, I've got Superior Court hearings that morning. As all you gentlemen know, sometimes those morning hearings don't exactly start promptly at 9 at the Superior Court. So if we could do it at 10:30, I'd appreciate that on Wednesday the 28th.
Especially if it's cattle call, right?
But at least the OPA gives us hearing notices, unlike the Superior Court these days. Oh, are we still recording? Did I say that aloud?
So basically, we're just continuing this hearing to the 28th at 10 a.m.
10:30.
Or 10:30.
Thank you.
And any objections to be filed by this Friday?
Yes.
And any responses to the objections to be filed by the end of the day on Monday?
Yes.
And again, for the record, I have no knowledge whatsoever of that matter. It is personal and it has nothing to do with my relationship with my partner at the firm.
Yeah, and I'll just be clear, just so everybody understands it. I have nothing to do personally in my office on the matter involving Mr. McDonald, but Joe Rizzano certainly has been involved in the JMI matters with the OPA, I think as both councils know. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else from the parties?
Nothing from us.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, look forward to your filings and to our hearing on the 28th at 10:30.
Thank you.
Okay, that'll conclude it.
Right. Thank you. We're off the record at 10:20 a.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.